All right, Shemosei, say, let us get started. So where are we up to? We left off, 23a, last couple of lines, right? Yeah, three lines up from the bottom. So we'll say, so remember, you know, we're talking about the really interesting halachas concerning a bathroom. We'll say, you know, it's just so interesting, you know, because obviously we have such a different setup, right? Such a different, okay, of course. Where'd you leave your phone? Your phone? I don't see. So Rabbi Bar Chanan says as follows. When we were following behind Rabbi Yochanan, Kevaboy Lemei Labeis Akise, when he needed to use the bathroom, Kiavanok is Sifra Dagarata, Havi Ayavlan. Shmuel Rabbi Chaim thought that he finally had won us over, right? He got rid of all the team. So let's listen to this. So now what happened? So Rabbi Bar Avchana said as follows. When we used to follow behind Rabbi Yochanan, and he had to go to the bathroom, if he was holding a sefer of Agarata, right, the sefer of Agarata, he would go ahead and give it to us to hold. But if he was holding tefillin, lo hava yoivlan, he would not give it to us. Instead, what would he do? Thank you so much, Yisrael. Thank you. Well, thank you. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiya bidvaro. Chamomile? Lemon? Mint juniper? I'm off. All right, I'm going to stop guessing. Anyway, so we'll say, so listen to this. So he says, when he would have a sefer of Agarata, ultimately, again, he would give it to us to hold. But when he had tefillin, ultimately, he wouldn't give it to us to hold. Instead, he would go ahead and carry it into the bathroom. Now, obviously, carrying it into the bathroom in the way in which we discussed last night, which was what? Remember, again, in your right hand, wrapped up, opposite your heart, you know, covered. Why would he do this? Amar, hol v'sharur rabbanan. Listen to this, we'll say. Once the rabbis allowed you to bring tefillin into the bathroom, Amud Beis 23b, Sifrei Gemara says, natronan. Ultimately, again, let me hold them and guard them. So Rabbi said, this is interesting. So he essentially was saying, once the rabbis gave you a method to bring tefillin into the bathroom, then what? Go with it. Guard it. Take care of it. Rabbi said, now what's intriguing about this? Even though Rabbi Yochanan was going to the bathroom, there were people waiting outside for him. He could have just as easily gone ahead and given it to them. Yet he felt, once the rabbis gave us the allowance to go ahead and take tefillin into the bathroom, obviously, and guard it and watch it, then that's the halacha, that's what you do. So Rabbi said, this is another very important idea. You know, in halacha, it is so important to distinguish between halacha and chumrah. What are you obligated to do versus what is astringency, right? Now, do stringencies have a place? Absolutely. Everybody needs chumras in different areas of their life, right? Especially in areas where I know that I'm weak or areas that I know that I'm susceptible to error. It's good to be a little bit more machmir, right? It's good to... But I'll say sometimes if the rabbis allow something, you also don't have to be more machmir than the rabbis, right? Chazal says something is mutter. You do not have to go out of your way to try to figure out a way or a reason to make it aser. This is incredibly, incredibly important. So here again, Chazal said you can take tefillin into the bathroom, take it into the bathroom. Very interesting. Okay, so the world goes vayta. Amar Rava, ki avazin avasid Rav Nachman, when we were walking behind Rav Nachman, ki avanakit sifra dagarata yoevlon, ki avanakit tefillin lo yoevlon, amar hal b'shar rabbanan natrin. So we'll say same idea. So here Rava says, when he used to follow behind Rav Nachman, if he was holding a sefer, ultimately, again, if he was holding a sefer, he would give it to us before going into the bathroom. But if he was holding his tefillin, ultimately, again, he would go ahead and carry it inside of the bathroom. Good. Tan Rabbanan. We'll say, here we go. Tan Rabbanan. We'll say, Chaf Gimel Abayis 23b, four lines down. Tanu Rabbanan. I'll do it with my bookmark. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Lo yochas adam tefillin biyad. Obviously, Ritar is Rabbi Yispala. This is a very interesting halacha. A person should not hold his tefillin in his hands, or even a sefer Torah in his arms, and daven. And daven, what's the reason? I will say, this is incredible. Take a look at Rashi. Lo yochas biyadov yispalo, she'in daito miyusheves alav bitfilo. Right, I will say, listen to this. If you're holding something while you're davening, then what? You're concentrating on the object that you're holding. right? So if you're holding something, then at the end of the day, that's what your focus is on. Focus is not on, ultimately, again, is not on the davening. So I will say, this is incredible, right? And now what's even more incredible about this? What are you holding? You're holding a Sefer Torah, right? Look at these cases. Tefillin, Sefer Torah. So also, I'll give you a contemporary application of this, just a word of wisdom. Don't daven from your phone. Why? Because when you daven from your phone, at the end of the day, the distraction, in other words, it's almost impossible to hold your phone and not get distracted. And even if you put your phone on airplane mode, right? It's on airplane mode when you daven. Again, if you have stuff scheduled or other stuff, still stuff could pop up. The idea is that when you're holding something in your hand, other than a siddur, of course, when you're holding something in your hand, at the end of the day, you're going to be distracted. Such, and I will say, again, can't buy that enough. What are the examples over here? Sefer Torah, mezuzah, tefillin, right? So all this stuff, right? All, it's incredible. It's incredible. Kavano. I'm sorry? So this is Shmona Esrei. So again, whenever you see Yispalo always means Shmona Esrei. V'lo yashtin bahem mayim. Similarly, again, you shouldn't go ahead and urinate, right, with these items as well. V'lo yashtin mayim. V'lo yashin bahem lo shinas kev lo shinas arai. So we'll say, so obviously one shouldn't urinate when holding a Sefer Torah or when holding tefillin. Ideally, even though, again, we just spoke about before how one could technically, you're going to the bathroom when holding a when holding tefillin, but ideally it's not the ideal. V'lo yishon bahem. You shouldn't go out and sleep next to them either. Again, the concern over here is that a person is not going to be able to exhibit the right level of behavior when a person is asleep. Lo shenas kev, lo shenas arai. Not a nap, not a longer sleep. Amr Shmuel, sakin umo sukaro v'kikar. Shmuel says, by the way, included in this list are things like a knife, money, a plate, and a loaf of bread. These are just like a Sefer Torah or your cup, right? But we're not davening. You can't hold it during Ma'ariv. You can hold the cup of tea during Shir, right? But not during Ma'ariv. Right? So, say, so again, so Shmuel's coming along and saying, this concept of holding on to something, ultimately, again, when you're davening, it doesn't really matter what the object is. And here's what's interesting. It doesn't matter if like it's a holy object or if it's just like a regular object. You can't, ideally, you don't hold onto something when you're davening because it is going to distract your concentration. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Sheshes. Les hilchasa ki amas nisa d'bei shamahi. So we'll say the halacha does not follow this ruling because this ruling ultimately, again, is reflective of Beis Shammai Nabosai. Now, specifically, what Rashi points out, what he's referring to over here, is that you're not allowed to urinate with tefillin, right? So that halacha, the Gemara says, is reflective of the opinion of Beis Shammai, and we don't hold that way. The Beis Hillel, hashta Beis Akisei Kavua Shari. So we'll say, now remember again, Beis Hillel says, like we saw in yesterday's daf, you're allowed to walk into a Beis HaKiseh Kavua. Remember again, what's a Beis HaKiseh Kavua? An outhouse that was used for defecation, right? So ultimately, again, Beis Hillel holds, you could even bring your tefillin into there. Again, not wearing it, but wrapped up and covered. So he says, so Beis HaKiseh Arai, mi boy. So we'll say, now remember, what's the definition of Beis HaKiseh Arai? Beis HaKiseh Arai is a person decides to urinate in a field. That's a Beis HaKiseh Arai. So ultimately, again, if you're allowed to bring your tefillin, into the Beis HaKiseh Kavua, then of course, why should there be a problem urinating with your tefillin? Because at the end of the day, that's a Beis HaKiseh Arai. So Meisvei, the Gemara is the Kasha, Dvarim Sheitarti Lecha Kan, Asati Lecha Kan, things that I permitted for you over here, I have prohibited for you over there. Now, Bosin Abbe Pashtas, we're assuming over here and there, refers to different types of bathrooms. So the Gemara says, my love tefillin, and we're not talking about tefillin. So it says, the Gemara, watch this. The Gemara says, I amrit bishlam beis hillel, hitarti lecha kan kavua. So if he says, referring to beis hillel, so beis hillel will say like this, I allowed you ultimately, again, to bring tefillin into a beis hakiseh kavua. Asarti lecha in beis hakiseh arai. Ultimately, again, then would it be prohibited to bring it into a temporary beis hakiseh? Elei amrit beis shamai halushar v'lomidi. But beis shamai doesn't allow anything. To which the Gemara says, "Ki tanya hi le'inyon tefach utefachayim." So we'll say this is so interesting. We're getting like into a number of these sugyas. They really have to do with just different societal norms. So we'll say the halacha of tefach and tefachayim says like this: when a person relieves themselves, so they're only supposed to uncover the minimal part of the body necessary, ultimately, in order to go ahead and take care of their needs. So therefore, we'll say, what is that amount? Tefach and tefachayim. Either one tefach or two tefachim. That's the amount that you uncover ultimately, again, in order to take care of your needs. Well, what does this mean? Ditani chada, kishu nifne megalal achorav tefach. If a person has to defecate, so what do? You go ahead and you uncover an area of one tefach. I guess that's enough area for a person to take care of their physical needs. Ulefanav tefachayim. Now, interestingly enough, I will say, but by urination, two tefachim. You're allowed to uncover two tefachim of your body. What's the pshat over there? So I will say, we're going to see something very interesting. By urination, there is a concern of droplets. Of droplets. Now, also, we're going to see droplets are not just like a cleanliness, a sanitary issue. There's actually potential for more significant halachic issues as well. And I remember, again, I will say, the chapot, well, again, we'll get into this more. All these topics you never thought we'd ever cover, right? You know, Baruch Hashem. V'tanya, I'm sorry?
Spoiler,
right? V'tanya yidach li'acharof tefach ulefanav lo klum. I will say, another braisa said that ultimately, again, you're allowed to uncover one tefach from behind, right? Ultimately to defecate, but nothing in front. So the Gemara says, what? My love, idi v'idi b'ish. Are they not both talking about by a man? Lo kasha, kan l'gdolim, kan l'ktanim. One is talking about defecation, and one is talking about urination. So for defecation, this is actually interesting. For defecation, this is how interesting. For defecation, you could automatically uncover in the back and in the front. Why? What's the pshat? Because I must say, the assumption is that ultimately, again, the force of defecation is going to cause a person to have to urinate. So therefore, by definition, you're allowed to be proactive and therefore uncover both. Conversely, if a person just has to urinate, all they're allowed to go ahead and uncover ultimately is the front. I will say, I just want to point out to you, you're asking yourself, it's like a lot of information over here in terms of like, you know, kind of, I don't know, pulling down your pants and just taking care of your physical needs. So I will say, there is a, understand over here, that Chazal tried to teach us the concept of tznius. You know, we forget, we often just associate tznius with women, but understand that men have an obligation of tznius in the same way that women do. Okay, the application of it is different, but Lamaisa said there's a concept of being a modest person. And modesty, you know, modesty means that even when I'm taking care of my physical needs, there's a way to do that in a modest way. I will say, you know, it's the same way, it might sound like a strange example, right? You know, if you're home alone and you're using the bathroom, close the door. I know, no one else is walking in, I got it. Close the door like this. There's a concept of a person behaving in a modest way, right? There's a modesty in the way the person walks around. The modesty, and again, I will say, this is independent if there are people there or not there. This is about myself, because remember, even if no one else is here, remember, again, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, I'm always before the Ribono Shalom, and as such, again, the way I conduct myself should be reflected in that. And a really incredible yusod. But tisbara, ibik tanal achrav tafach lamali. One second. If we're talking about just urination, so why do you need to uncover any part of your body from behind? Ela idi v'idi bigdolin. Rather, both are talking about defecation. But lokasha, habi'ish, habi'isha. One is talking about a case of a man, one is talking about a case of a woman. A woman never has to uncover anything from in front, only from behind, versus a man who, when he defecates, has to uncover in the front and from behind. Okay. So we'll say, so what is the meaning of the statement? This is a kal v'chomer for which there is no refutation. My ain alav tshuva. Ultimately, again, what do you mean it doesn't have a refutation? Darka demilsa hachiisa. The Gemara is just talking about, again, the normal course of human activity. In other words, what do you mean it's a kal v'chomer that doesn't have a tshuva? So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Ela lav tfilin. Rather, we'll say, maybe we're talking about over here the din of tfilin. Utiyufta derava, and ultimately, again, we are coming to refute, ultimately, again, the position of Rava. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Tiyufta mikomakom kasha, hashta beis akise kavu ashari, beis akise ara lakosh. And we'll say, here's the problem. Going back to what we said before, if halacha lemaisa is going to be permitted to bring tefillin into an established bathroom, so then obviously you can bring tefillin into what we call a beis akise kavu, which is where there's just urination occurring. Hachikar is what it means to say, Beisa kise kavua, the leka nitzotzos shari. Supposed to listen to this. A beisa kise kavua, an established bathroom where there are no nitzotzos. We're supposed to say nitzotzos are droplets. Are droplets, ultimately, again, so where there are no droplets, therefore, again, halacha lemaisa, you could bring in tefillin. Beisa kise ra di ika nitzotzos asri. So Rabbah said, listen to how interesting this is. Look at Rashi for just a moment. You see Rashi is the last short line. The Lekani Tzotzos. Sheitzarech l'shafshon b'yemino me'al raglov. So Rabbah said, now watch this. So this is actually really interesting. When a person urinates, so in a Beis HaKisei Arai. What's a Beis HaKisei Arai? What's a Beis HaKisei Arai? Right? Right? Anywhere you decide to make a Beis HaKisei Arai, right? You're in a field, then you relieve yourself, urinate. That's a Beis HaKisei Arai. Now, what's the chap of the Beis HaKisei Arai? If you're urinating on the ground, there is the possibility of, I don't know what the right term is. I was kind of looking for a different term, but I guess that's it. I guess that's it. Splat, right, backsplash. Okay, good. Okay, maybe we'll come up with something different. But all right, but for now, that's certainly descriptive enough. Right, so the idea over here is, so what happens? A person may end up going in and getting droplets of urine on their shoes. So you're going to want to wipe it off. So the problem is, what are you going to wipe it off with, right? Your garment. So the problem is, even if the tefillin are wrapped up, it's not bakavadik if you're going to start wiping off. So what's interesting is, apparently in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, in the established bathroom, there was no, I guess maybe because the ground was different, maybe again it was sand, maybe instead of like hard earth, so there was no backsplash, right? So therefore, again, so lemaisa, maybe in that case, it's actually interesting. So here would be a chumra, almost like a stringency, that a Beis HaKisei Arai would have over a Beis HaKisei Kavua. Okay, so the Gemara says, sorry.
So we said that a person could urinate while he's wearing tefillin, but not holding them, because when he's wearing them, if he's going to use his baguette to wipe it,
the baguette technically,
that's not a problem.
Correct. The issue just is if you're, it sounds a little counterintuitive, right? Although, well, we're also, don't discount the fact that we are throwing a whole bunch of opinions out here right now. We'll see the halacha lemaisa, but yes, there is a school of thought that would say you could urinate while wearing tefillin, yet you can't urinate while having tefillin wrapped up in your garment. And even then, that's in a Beis HaKisei Arai, not a Beis HaKisei Kavua. Let's just finish up to the two dots. Ihaki, am I in a love tshuva? So if that's the case, why is it in a reputation? Tshuva mal yosa, haki kamar, ha milsa, tisde biktoras taima, velo tisde biktoras kavachomer. This matter that we're discussing over here, learn it out ultimately again through sound logic and not through a kavachomer. The asile biktoras kavachomer, zak kavachomer shen a love tshuva. Because ultimately, again, if you learn it out through a kavachomer, ultimately, again, it's a kav v'chomer that halacha lemaisa does not have a refutation. So Rav say, what we are left, well, we'll stop over here for tonight. We'll stop, we'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with the two dots tomorrow. Ultimately, Adorai, we're not finished. There's more still about these halachas. And I want to show you, I don't think we did. I know that I still owe you the Shulchan Aruch by Baal Keri. Right? We never did that halacha lemaisa. So Meretz Hashem, tomorrow night, we'll also see the halacha lemaisa by what do you do in general with tefillin in a bathroom. Right, what is the general halachas? So we'll pick up at the two last tomorrow. We'll say, Shkoyach. I'm sorry, we got started a minute or two late. Shkoyach. Okay, what's Thursday night? Yeah, no, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, Sasha.